Who Lost the Money? English Reader for Beginner and Elementary Level. Chapter 6. Detective Tom Miller. It's 10 o'clock in the morning now. It's warm but windy today. The weather is sunny. A man walks into the hotel. He is approximately 50 years old. He is dressed in a black suit. The man goes to the receptionist. "Good morning," says the man. "Good morning," answers the receptionist. "I am a detective. My name is Tom Miller," says the man. "Can I see your documents?" the receptionist asks. The man shows him his identification. "How can I help you?" asks the receptionist. "The police received a call from Mr. Otto Nelson. He is now staying in your hotel. I have to go to his room and speak with him," says the man. The receptionist looks at the computer and says, "Mr. Otto Nelson is staying in room number 505. It's on the fifth floor. Should I walk you to him?" "Please, do," the detective agrees. They walk along the corridor and approach the elevator. The elevator door opens and they go up to the fifth floor. They get out of the elevator and go to room 505. The receptionist knocks on the room's door. Otto Nelson opens the door. "Good morning," the receptionist says. "Mr. Miller from the police is here." "Good morning," replies Otto Nelson. "Please, come in." The receptionist leaves. Otto Nelson and the detective enter the room. "My name is Tom Miller. What happened?" the detective asks. "My money has disappeared," says Otto. "What amount?" the detective asks. 200,000 euros, Otto answers. "How did it happen?" the detective asks. "It was 6 o'clock yesterday. I come into the room and feel that I am very tired. I need to lie down. I lie down on the bed. Then I wake up at 10 o'clock in the evening. I see that my briefcase with the money is gone," says Otto. "Do you have any acquaintances in this hotel?" the detective asks. "Yes, I know 3 people here," Otto answers. "Who are these people? How did you meet them?" Tom asks. "I know a girl. Her name is Patricia Panery. She is a tourist guide. Patricia also lives on the fifth floor. We met in the hotel hall. I helped her to pick up the paper she had dropped. Yesterday we had a dinner in a restaurant," says Otto. "I also met Tim Grant here. We watched a soccer match at a bar together," continues Otto. "After Tim left, I talked to the bartender a little more. His name is Leon Lang. He is Italian. It's always nice to socialize with him. He is a very interesting person to converse with," Otto finished his story. "Do these people know what your profession is and what you do?" the detective says. "Yes. I don't hide my professional activities," Otto answers. "Is it possible that you mentioned having a big sum of money yesterday?" asks Tom. "No, but I told them that sometimes I pay large amounts of money to soccer players right after signing a contract," Otto replies. "Try to remember if any of your acquaintances did something unusual or suspicious yesterday," Tom says. "No. Everything was as usual. There was nothing odd," Otto replies. "Okay. Could any of these people add a soporific in your food or drink?" Tom asks. "I don't think so. I believe they are decent people. But now I'm not sure," Otto replies. I understand, but maybe one of them stole your money, the detective says. If you remember anything important, please, make sure to call me. He gives Otto his business card. Goodbye, says the detective. Goodbye, says Otto. The detective walks out of Otto's room. He goes down to the hall in the elevator. Questions and answers. What time is it now? It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Is it warm today? Yes. It is warm, but windy. Is the weather cloudy? No. The weather is sunny. Who walks into the hotel? A man walks into the hotel. How old is he? He is approximately 50 years old. What is he dressed in? He is dressed in a black suit. Who does the man approach? He approaches the receptionist. What does he say? He is a detective and he wants to talk to Mr. Otto Nelson. What does the receptionist do? He walks the detective to Otto Nelson's room. What happened to Otto Nelson? Otto Nelson's money has disappeared. What amount of money has disappeared from Otto? 200,000 euros. How did it happen? Otto fell asleep and when he woke up, the money was already gone. Does he have any acquaintances in the hotel? Yes. Otto knows three people here. Did these people know that Otto had a large sum of money? Probably. Could one of them add a soporific into Otto's drink or food? Otto thinks that none of them could do that. However, now he is not sure.